Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Daled, as we continue here in Amar Lehem HaMumun in the third parak, talking about the order of Abaya Misader Seidar HaMa'aracha. The Brisa, it's Abaya's statement that is said in the it's in the Siddur, and we say it every morning, and we are going through, how do we know the order based on Psukim, as we went through yesterday, is this a Hechsher, does this say Baboker? And we got into Ein Ma'avir and Alamitzvahs yesterday, having to do with Tfilin and other related issues. And last we quoted a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, why we split up the neighbors into 5 and 2. Is it something very important? Is it something pretty important? Kedei lahargish kol ha'azara kula, to make sure that there's excitement in the Azara. Remember, that's the second time we've had that in this Masechta already. We had it earlier when we said, we'll have another pious, right? Just to make it exciting in the Azara. There's a gathering. Oh, what's going on there? Whenever we see a big crowd, you know, everybody gets excited and gets together and doesn't know what's happening. So we try to do that in the Azara. We like to keep things exciting. So we are up to about the 10th line or so from the bottom. My Shna on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, My Shna da Avid Hatavis Chamesh Neiros Beresha. Neved Hatavis Neiros Beresha. Fine, we split it up, either in order to be lahargish kol azar kula, or we have the special din of Rabbi Yochanan baboker, chalkeu l'shnei bekarim, right, split it up into two, which, by the way, parenthetically, there is a discussion whether it was split at night also, right? These bekaros were for splitting it in the morning. Do you also do the 5 and the 2 at night, or just the tamid? So that's the discussion. So says the Gemara, though, why don't you do 2 and 5? Why 5 and 2? So kivan da askelbu avid rov. Once you started, you do the majority. The majority, Venevichis. So why don't you do 6? That's also a majority. That's a bigger majority. Amarkra behetivo es haneros yaktirena. Vein haneros chusos mishtayim. It says behetivos haneros. So each time you need neros, you need plural, and that's why the minimum is 2. Whenever you have a minimum lashon. When we say the bracha on neros, whenever you say the neros on neros Shabbos or Chanukah, the bracha is ner, because the minimum mitzvah is 1. L'havik ner shel Chanukah, even on the 8th night. L'havik ner shel Shabbos, even if one is blessed with many children. L'havik ner shel Shabbos, because that's the minimum mitzvah. There's only one bracha that changes nusach based on amount, and that, as we know, is tefilas kelim. Al tefilas keli or al tefilas kelim, if there is more than one. But every other bracha is one nusach, no matter the number. So, shtayim. V'hatav eshtei neros kodemos l'ktores, and the 2 neros come before the ktores. The Amar Kra behetivo asaneros vahadar yaktirena, right? Hatavas aneros, and then yaktirena. Period. Just one thought I forgot to mention yesterday, but it also has to do with this line. We mentioned the machlokas between Rov Rishonim and the Rambam, that what is hatavas aneros? Rov Rishonim say that hatavas aneros just means cleaning out of the wicks and the gook that was there from the burning overnight, getting it ready, maybe even setting it up for the night lighting that night. The Rambam holds, though, in Hilchos Tevidin Musafin, that the Neros will lit both at night and in the morning. Be'etivos Neros, yaktireno, you light them in the morning, meaning you don't do it at night just because you need the light. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash was done, both. Just like the Rishonim discussed, the mitzvah that came up earlier, Shmiras Mikdash. The Levim have a mitzvah saseh daraisa to guard the Mikdash. Many Rishonim say that's 24/7. It's not only at night, it's even by day. So is that because of, well, you lamaisa need the guards, because part of the mitzvah is to make sure zarim don't go where they're not supposed to go? So then you might say they're needed. The Sefer HaChinuch says, no, they're not really needed by day. They're only needed at night to make sure nobody comes in and takes kalim when they're not supposed to. By day, pomp and circumstance. By day, it's covet habayis to have guards there. Right? You have a special palace, so you have guards there all the time, just the covet habayis. So to hear, the Rambam says, neiros, it's not because you need light. So the kavod habayis, and therefore it could even be during the day. There's a diuk to help the Rambam lishitaso at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, when the Rambam describes the history of the mitzvah, which itself is an interesting point, why the Rambam discusses history in Hilchos Chanukah. He only does that 4 times in all of Mishnah Torah, putting in history in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. He talks about history one or two other places, but not, just to contrast, not at the beginning of Hilchos Purim. Hilchos Megillah has no history, only Hilchos Chanukah. Okay, separate question. But the other Rambam describes that when the Bnei Yisrael were able to conquer their enemies, ukishagavru Yisrael al oyvehem, the ibdum Bachamisha ve'esrim b'chodesh kislev, and they were able to overcome them on the 25th day of kislev. Haya v'nichnusu lehechal, they went into the hechal. V'lo matzu shem atar b'mikdash, they went in on the 25th day. They didn't find except one little flask. Elapach echad v'lo haya bo lahalik ela yom echad b'vad. And they only had enough to light one day. V'hidliku mimenu neros hama'aracha shmona yamim, and they lived from it the neros of the ma'aracha. Interesting lashon. Shmona yamim, 8 days. Until they were able to get Shem and Tahar. 1 minute. They went in on the 25th day of Kislev, and they lit the menorah. So Pashus, let's say we have Rov Rishonim mentality, when did they light it? The 26th day of Kislev. Because they went in and they won the battle on the 25th day of Kislev. And then they lit it the first time they had to light it. So Rov Rishonim would say, Hanukkah should then start on the 26th day of Kislev. Ah, Rambam Lushitaso. The Rambam says, no, right when they went in on the 25th day, and they found it, they lit right then. Because Hatov is even Bayom. And that's why Hanukkah, according to the other Rishonim, the Meiri, in Shabbos there discusses, maybe they won on the 24th, and then they lit the first time on the 25th. If not, you have to explain. Maybe the mace is even on the Hatava. The mace is the 25th, so we push it the night before, which is the 25th halachic day, and they didn't really light the first on the 25th. You got to work it out, according to the other Rishonim.
Or maybe they went at night.
Doesn't Rambam doesn't specify. V'ibdum bichamisha. Right? It was a winter day, so the night was early. Either way, that's a dia that fits within the Rambam lishitasa. Okay, we continue. Fourth to last line. Next order, the Ketores le'Evarim. The Ketores comes before the Evarim. Ditanya, again, the Ketores of the morning. The Ketores is a mitzvah it's a mitzvah to bring it in the morning and at night. We mentioned in the past, the Machlokas Rambam Ramban, how many mitzvahs? The Rambam has his one mitzvah, half in the morning, half at night, and the Ramban counts it as two separate mitzvahs aseh. The Ramban adds, if you remember, 17 mitzvahs aseh to the Rambam's list. Right? He knocked out 17 of the Rambams, so he had to add in 17. So one of them is the extra Ketores mitzvah, and the extra Kriyat Shema mitzvah, and the extra Karban Tamid mitzvah. We'll see one where he agrees, B'Hashem, in a few minutes. Uktaris Levarim Titanya, Yuktam Dovar Shenemar Bo Baboker Baboker, Ledovar Shlonemar Bo Ela Boker Echad Bilvad. By Ketores, it says the Lashon of Baboker, Baboker, that's really early. Evarim, it only says Boker once, so that's why you do two Babokers before the Boker. As we're about to see, and we had yesterday also, a double Baboker is earlier than one Boker. But Boker is earlier than Yom. Right, and therefore it says Boker is earlier than Yom. Where else do we have that? Besides Zelfas Karbanis, we have that in Arachayim. It's quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Mordechai from Masecha Shabbos. It's in Reish Pei Aleph. The Ramah quotes, there's a minog to daven a little later on Shabbos morning. Shachris. V'noagim shebeshabbos ma'achrin yoser lavo lebeis haknesses mibachol. Mishum shebetamid shel yemos achol ne'mar baboker. V'eitzel Shabbos ne'mar uviyom haShabbos. Tamashma ichur. That's what it says, that they carve by the Tamid of Shabbos. V'yom haShabbos, Shnechvas, right, V'yom haShabbos. Right, it says Yom. And by the carve Tamid is Baboker. So that's why Boker is before Tamid. That's why the Ramah quotes the Minog, quoting for the Mordechai in Masechah Shabbos, in Kol Kisvei, that you do it a little earlier. What does the Ramah mean? He means you don't have to daven Vasikin on Shabbos. Okay, you can daven a little bit later. It doesn't mean you can daven at after the Zman. Chas v'shalom. The Mishnah Berurah. U'mikal makom, tzrichan lizar, so lavar Zman Kriya Shema. It's not so clear that you should daven later. The Ramah quotes this, but if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, Arizal, you know, maybe you should daven the opposite. You should, even if you don't daven Vasikin the whole week, you should keep the daven Vasikin on Shabbos. You know, you can't lose any moment. Kill any moment of Shabbos. They just quote in the biography of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, they quote that the deal that he had to make when he married in, he was a son-in-law of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe. He had to make a deal. He wasn't going to sleep on Shabbos. Period. He wasn't going to sleep every a moment of Shabbos. Imagine if we were going into a treasury and we say, okay, you have 1 hour to take out any treasure you want. It's full of diamonds and pearls. We wouldn't, okay, let me go to sleep for half an hour and then I'll get the last. No, we wouldn't waste a second. We would grab and run. Every Shabbos is a treasure house, right? Matana Toba, Yeshli B'Beis Ganaz, I have a Shabbos Shema. The Gemara says in Beitza, right? So it's a treasury. So he had to make that deal. He didn't sleep. So that's why, even though the Ramah says it, and that's the minhag of many in Klal Yisrael, to wake up a little later on Shabbos, that's fine. It's a kiyum of the Ramah, right? It's no slouch. But this does not mean after the Zmanim. there is, I saw in the Piskei Tshuva, something I quoted this a few weeks ago, he quotes in the footnotes some other achronim in terms of why it's a good idea to daven later. He quotes the Maharam Shik. Maharam Shik, classic Maharam Shik. He says, because what do people do after shul on Shabbos? They just schmooze, and there's so much Lashon Hara and Rechilas going on. He says, if you daven a little later, maybe it'll be a little less of that. So maybe that's an idea to daven later. And the other posting quote, he says, they're going to do it anyway. Doesn't mean just because you daven later, so they'll schmooze later. That's part of who they are. So, you know, Ein la hektish ela makomo v'shaito, and he says, and one should just daven whenever they're supposed to daven, and many quotes, we show them a poskim chokim, and say, Ein shum inyan la'achers mantila b'shabas v'yantiv, it's based on this Mordechai, in Kol Kisvei. But elu ve'elu, sheine b'shabas tainug, right, we should make Shabbos different, somewhat. It could be l'kdusha, it could be a little later for Ichor, either way.
For that reason, what about Yantiv?
So Yantif, it doesn't have it, but once Yantif, the Rambam says, Kulam Shabsos Hashem Heim. Right? The Rambam says that Shabbos is a, Yom Tovim are expansions of Shabbos. So either way, one has what to rely on. Second to last line. The Eivarim LaMincha, and the Eivarim of the Karban Tamid are burns before the Mincha that goes along with the Karban Tamid. Titania, Minayin, Shlo Yei Davar, Kodem L'Tamid Shal Shachar. Because what do you do with the Mincha? You also burn it, right? The Minchas Nesachim. The first item that has to be burned on the Mizbeach every day is the Tamish al Shachar. Shedatabal Omar, V'arach Aleha Ha'ola, V'yamar Rava Ha'ola Hi Ola Rishona. Rava says, this is the first Ola, this is the first thing that goes up on the Mizbeach, the Karban Tamid, nothing before that, and that's why the Mincha that goes along with the Tamid does not go with the Tamid either. Big discussion. We have some big tosfasim on today's daf. If you think this one's big, just turn the page. But we'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, a little bit later. One of the biggest tosfasim in all of Shas. Says the tosfas right here. We have a pasuk, ha'ola, ola rishona, which teaches me that the tamid goes before the mincha and goes before the other avodas following. What do you need this pasuk for? Don't you not have the principle of tadir? Tadiv she'eno tadir. Teima tes tosfes tepikle teima lemeli kra tepikle mi milvado lasa boker sholo lasa tamid. Denafgale mine beperakola tadir kola tadim echadero kodem eschadero. So why don't you say tadiv she'eno tadir tadir kodem? Right, we had the same exact tosfes back in the beginning of Tamid Nishchat, in Maseches Psachim adafnun tes, same exact discussion where this comes up. So why is it that you can't just rely on tadir? So tosfes is mechalik between the haktara and the shchita. If you look down about 15 lines in Tosfos answers V'yesh Lomar de ha'ola ola rishona lahakdama de haktara de kra b'haktara ayri v'kra de milvad lahakdama shchita shetazu as ela basiyas dam ayri. With tadir v'sheino tadir, you would have known you have to shech the carbon tamid first. But you wouldn't have known you have to burn the Karban Tamid first before everything else. So that's why you have to have our pasuk that even the haktara of the Karban Tamid has to be burnt. Ask the achronim, what's the difference? Once you know tadir, so why is it only the shchita of the Karban Tamid? Everything of the Karban Tamid should have to be done first. That's the avoda of the Tamid. Why does Tosfos say here and elsewhere? It's not even Tosfos says it in Psachim, Tosfos says it in Menachos. Why is it only here? What's the svara for being mechalik? It's a beautiful thought that the Stipler has, quotes it from the Zera Avram in Meseches Psachim on Daf Mem Vav. And that is, whenever a kohen does shchita of a karban, so that shchita is specifically related to each karban. And that's why the first Mishnah in Svachim discusses. I do a shchita shalol lishma, it counts, but it's kosher, but it doesn't count l'shem bailim. The shchita has to be specifically related to every karban. The shchita of the karban tavid. And, for that matter, the rest of the avodah, shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. All of those, every zrika, there's different halachas of zrikas. Zrika of the chatas, and zrika of the ola, and zrika of the asham, and zrika of the shlamim, and the tum, and the nazir, and the pesach. All different halachas of Zrikas Adam, as described in Ezeo Makomon. But all of those avodos have to be specifically matim, and focused, and geared towards the tamid, the karban. What about the burning? After that, what do? We burn on the Mizbeach. We're maktir the emurin. Suggests the Zera Avram, and suggests the Stipler here, maybe all haktaras are generic, universal. When I burn the limbs of the carbon tamid, do I look at that as I'm burning the limbs of the carbon tamid, or I'm burning limbs? I'm burning fats. Everything gets thrown onto the same pile. It's not like a different act. By shechita, this animal, this blood for these rikas. So yes, I'm throwing these limbs, but it all ends up in the same place. It ends up in the pile in the big fire. So suggest the stipler, the Yesh Lomar, the din haktaras atamid eino mitzad mitzvas carbon tamid shu chovas hayom. The chovas hayom kvar kiyem bezrikas adam. After zrikas adam, it's finished. That's why. It's amazing. We always say there are dalad avodos. Shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. Shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. What about haktara? Okay, so it's not ma'akev, but isn't that part of shechita kabbalah halacha zrika haktara? That's not part of it. That's the only of the dalad avodos adam. You don't have haktara as part of it. Why? Because that's more of a generic, universal part of the avoda. V'chiyuva da haktaraso mipa'as shehu karbon. V'kal ola tzricha haktara v'lo shayni tamid bishar olos shemitzvasan laktiram. Ulefizeh, that's why Tosfos says, with just tadir, you wouldn't have said the haktara of the tamid goes first. Because there's no such thing really as haktaras tamid. It's haktaras carbon, and it's all the same kind of idea. Ein haktaras tamid mitzvah tadiris yosef mishar karbanos shekula mitzvah achazim rak shechefza zu tadamid mikol makom tadira yoser. And therefore, tadir might not have been enough, and that is why you need the extra basic to say, no. Here is different. You're right. General haktaras are different, but maybe this haktara should still go first. And he quotes an afkamina from the Zera Avram. Avram Loftir, he quotes that if you do a haktara, shalol l'shem bailim. Right? Without the proper kavan, it's not going to ruin it. It's not going to say, oh, the bailim didn't warrant yotzi their chiyuv. You don't need that because it's more of a general point. That's an important ara that the stipler has on that Tosfos. So that is all answer number one, though. Why do you need, Tosfos says, what do you need a special pasuk for, that the tamid goes before? Just say it's tadir? No, because haktara versus shechita. The other answer given, the Mikdash David quotes, well, maybe, what does tadir sheino tadir mean? The tadir has to go first. Is it dafka tadir has to go first, or the tadir can't go second? With just tadir, says the Mikdash David, you might have said that they could still be at the same time. That's not a violation of tadir. We say the carbon tamid has to be before the carbon musaf. Tadav sheino tadav tadav kodem. What do you do them together? Is that a violation? Maybe tadav just means the musaf can't be before the tamid. But the tadir could be, you know, with the eino tadir. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. That it has to be in order. Tadav sheino tadav tadir dafka kodem. But we would have just said kodem just means not ma'acher. But the second pasuk teaches me, no, even at the same time, even bas achas is not good enough. So it's two suggestions to answer Tosfos' question here. There are other Tbali Tosfos all over, give other answers, but we will continue. Next line. Every line here is chock full. So we have the Avarim of the Tamid going before the Mincha that goes along with the Tamid. Second line, U'mincha l'chavitin. And the carbon, the Mincha that goes along, the Mincha Sasachim, goes before the Chavitin. The Chavitin is the Kohen Gadol's carbon that's brought every day, half in the morning and half in the afternoon, along with the carbon tamid. And the mincha goes before the chavitin. Why? Because it says, ola u'mincha. So you see, the mincha goes right with the olas tamid, and the chavitin is afterwards. The chavitin l'nesachim, why? Chavitin go before the wine that is poured, the wine libation. Shum mincha. Because the chavitin is still a type of carbon mincha, even though it's a unique type of carbon mincha. But when we say olo mincha, we see the Iker mincha goes right after the ola, and all other minchas associated are also included. That's shum mincha. There's something to say on that line, but let's just read a little bit more first. V'nisachin l'musafin, and the wine libations goes before the carbon musuf. Why? Because it says zevach unisachin. This is all that pasuk. Zevach unisachin v'ayom b'yomo, the pasuk by the Tamid. So you see zevach the carbon, and the nisachin have to go right afterwards. So you finish everything to do with the zevach, which includes the musaf, and then you have the nesachim. U'musafin levazichin. And if it is Shabbos, then the musafin go before when you burn the bazichin filled with the frankincense, in order, the matir for the lechem apanim, so that goes before. V'hatanya, but we had another brisa, bazichin kodim lemusafin. The bazichin go first. Tanoihi, it's machlokas tanoim. Okay, whether the bazichin and the musafin, what the order is of that. What are the svaris? So Amar Abaya, Mistavra, Kimanda Amar, Musafin, Kodmin, Le Bazichin. Right? I think it makes sense that the Musaf goes before the Bazichim. Why? Lav mi amrit baboker baboker lahaktim. Didn't you say that boker and baboker means very early? So, hachinami, bayom, bayom, la'acher. It says bayom twice by the bazichin. Rashi quotes the psukim by the lechem apanim, right? It says, biyom ha-shabbos ya'archenu. And, you know, biyom, on the day. So that means later. Boker always means earlier, yom always means later. So that is meant to delay it later, and that's a bazichin are done later. My time is, what about the other day? My time is demanda omer bazichin kod melu musafin. Why would you do the bazichin before? Gamar chuka chuka mi chavitin. You compare it to chavitin, and that's why it would be right after the carbon chavitin, minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, yimei hasam gamar ligmere kula milsami hasam. So if you're going to learn it from the chavitin, why don't you learn other halachos related to the chavitin and do it right after the bazichin? Do it even before the carbon musaf. So, no, lahach yahani bayom bayom la'acher. The bayoms make it a little delayed, but not totally delayed. It's a little bit connected to the bazichin. Okay, two dots. The Gemara said along the way here that the minchas chavitin is right after the minchas nisachim because it's shum mincha. It's in the category of minchas. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, though, keep in mind that it's counted as two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of karban mincha, and there is a mitzvah of chavitin. The Sefer HaChinuch has the second mitzvah in all of Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra is jam-packed, as we know. Vayikra is jam-packed. Dvarim is jam-packed. But Vayikra, the first mitzvah in Vayikra is the Ola. And the second, right, Perek Aleph is Ola. Perek Beis is Mincha. Perek Gimel is Shlamim, Perek Dalet is Chatas, Perek Hei is Asham. Right, that's Sefer Vayikra. It's a very, very orderly. The entire Sefer, especially Vayikra Tzav, all of the Karbanos. So Mitzvah Kuf Tezayin, the Sefer HaChinuch has La'asos Meleches HaMincha Al Inyan HaNiskar B'Torah B'Var Shiyosel. Right, to perform the Mincha. And all five Minachos are quoted in that one Mitzvah. Minchas Machvas, Minchas Marcheshes, all the different types of pans that are used, Mafataner, Minchas Soles, or just the flour, all the carbonates Mincha are included in that. Separate mitzvah, Kuflamid Vav and Parshas Sav, is the Minchas Chavitin. Shenitzavinu Teyakriv HaKohen Gadol, Mincha B'chol Yom Pa'amayim. It's a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to bring a Mincha twice a day, Baboker Ubenu Arbayim. Right, he takes the whole thing in the morning, then he splits it. We discussed earlier in the Masechta. What if he dies in the middle? Right, well, you have to have another new Kohen Gadol, and he has to bring another whole one, and then split it, and the other two halves are whole Eich Le'ibud. Shnei Amar, but here the Pasuk says, V'zeh Karban Arod Banav, V'hi HaNikreis Chavitei Kohen Gadol, V'Nikreis Gamkein Minchas Kohen Mashiach. So that is a separate mitzvah. So even though the Gemara here says Shum Mincha, it is counted as two separate mitzvahs. But there is uniqueness, as we know, to a Karban Mincha. There's uniqueness to every Karban. The Gemara here says Mincha. There's uniqueness to every Karban. In the Osras HaTorah, there in Vayikra, quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar HaAvoda. Yesh lanu vadas. We should know, talking about a Karban Mincha, you can't compare serving God and serving a human king. First of all, you can't get close to a Melech Basar Vadam. There's so much security and so many gates and fences. You can't get close. Anashim chachamim nevonim bali koma bali sura. You can't get close, and even if you want to get close and you have all the connections, you have to be an ish mechubad and somebody who really stands out. Kadeshi is chavi ben hamelach, aval shara hamon. You can't. To try everything, stand on your head to get a meeting. And the melech is not interested in avoda from the hamon am. He wants to talk to the aristocrats. He's not interested. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a meeting with every Jew, every day, and even more than once. Lo kein avodas Hashem yisbarach, shehu anosein koach b'yad kol echad ve'echad mibnei adam, v'reshus lehiskarev elav ula avdo be'emes uve'emuna, v'uchavitz b'yamu makabal avodasam. Ein, this is all Rabbeinu Yonah, v'ein yitron ba'avodas habar yisbarach lo ashir min ha'ani, v'lo legibar min ha'chalash, v'lo lechacha min ha'tipesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that relationship, and that's reflected by the Karban Mincha. Ola, right after Ola comes Mincha, right there. Nefesh kisech, nefesh, right? Karban Mincha is brought with the nefesh of an ani, And then he quotes in the continuation, I've quoted this in a parsha here in the past, that one time there was a taxi driver, and the taxi driver, Sipur Talmid Chacham Echad, told over the story that he was in the taxi, and the taxi driver says, you know, I once drove the Stipler. It's like, really? You once drove the Stipler? Wow. So he says, let me tell you exactly what happened. I was driving there, and he asked me, you know, how are you doing? And he says, you get to be Koveya Itim. So he was a firm taxi driver. He says, yes, but let me tell you, he says, I go to a shir every night after my long day, and without fail, I fall asleep. Without fail, every night, I'm exhausted, and I just go to the shir, and I'm, you know, the head droop, and the everybody looking at me, you know, it all happens, and so this is what I do, and he says, so I'm misyayish sas, that I go there, and I just, what do I get out of it? Some reason, when the daf's finished, I wake up. So the stipler says, the Nag says, he doesn't know what to do, he's so embarrassed, he's about to give up. The stipler says to him, he says, Dalacha, sha'amnam kam ba'olam hazeh, nira lecha she'in chasha v'harbeh. Right, you think that it's meaningless. Aval yachoni la'avtichacha ne'emana. I can promise you, says the stipler, she'b'shamayim ata general gadol. You're a great general. Biglal she'in chosek, kefi yachol, you're doing the best you can. V'yosef mikach ein b'kochacha l'fo me'uma. You can't do more. Hamsheich v'hamsheich l'avo l'shiur. Gam in tirdam ala gemara. Ki b'shamayim machshivim oschol atzata gadol. So he kept going to the shiur. Whatever we get out of it. You know, he understands more, he understands less, and this and that. Says the stipler, keep going. And just to relate it, just to finish up our Karban Mincha discussion, Kiv Eger is quoted as saying that the first pasuk, first letter in the Torah is a beis. The last letter in the Torah is a lamed, lev. The last Mishnah in Menachah says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Echen amar bev, echen amamit, ubevat sheyichavein libo l'shamayim. As long as one's heart is towards a Kadosh Baruch Hu, lev. Says Kiv Eger, the letter before and after beis, and the letter before and after Lamed, right? Beis and Lamed is Aleph and Gimel and Chaf and Mem, right? Before and after Beis and before and after Lamed. Ach and Gam, if you put the letters together, right? Before Lev is a Chaf and an Aleph, that's Ach and Gam. Ach is always exclusionary, limiting. And Gam is always including, inclusionary. Echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit. Whether it's more inclusive, it's the Gam. Whether it's less inclusive, it's the Ach. It's more, it's less. Echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit. Uvat she'chavin libo, as long as Lev's in the middle. So long as the heart's in the middle, you have libo l'shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it. That's the Mekarben Mincha, that's our Avoda. Even though we have the Minchas Ani, the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss says, he names his Sfar Minchas Asher. He said, what am I giving? I'm giving a little mincha. I'm not giving an olas, you know, no, a little mincha. Because mincha, okay. Right.
So the Kohen Gadol did that
Torah also? The Kohen Gadol, it's the Kohen Gadol's carbon. It's from his, right? The Kohen Gadol, did he have to do the Akhtarah? That's not for now. But it's the Kohen Gadol's carbon. Oh, one other hard one that I mentioned. The Ramban agrees here that it's only one mitzvah. Even though by Kriya Shema and by Ketores and by Tamid, he quotes two, arguing on the Rambam who says one, but here he agrees it's only one. The Chavitin, it's only one mitzvah. That's to figure out why that's really two halves and not two mitzvahs. Okay, we continue. Next online, Ketores Shel Shachar. So now we finish the Brisa. Now we're going back to our Mishnah. Back in the Mishnah that we had for the order of the day, right on the lamed aleph from a base, we continue the avoda that happens. So once we're talking about the order of Yom Kippur, the Mishnah just throws in that when was the Ketores brought every day? So the Ketores of the morning was burned between the dam and the evarim, the dam of the Karban Tamid and the Ketores evarim. So Mani, who is this according to? In other words, the machlokas that we had about splitting up the neros, what was done in between? E rabbanon bein dam le neros miboile. If it's the rabbanon, so then you should have said that the ketores is done between the dam and the completion of all the neros, because it was done during the neros. E abishaul bein neros le ivar miboile. If it's abishaul, as we just said in the previous daf, you should have said that the ketores is done between the neros after the neros, before the ivarim. So Ela Olam Rabbanan, he really is the Rabbanan. Umbesidra Lokam Ayris. But I'm seeing most so medactic. This isn't a Bayim Misander. The Mishnah is just noting when it's done, but it's not saying exactly what was done right before and what was done right after. You're right. It was just, we know it was done before, between the Dam and the Evarim, but there were other things in between as well. V'shal bein arbayim aysa kreva bein evarim l'nesachim, and the ketores bein arbayim was carved between the evarim and the nesachim. Right? So in the morning it was before the evarim, and in the afternoon it was after the evarim. So minani mili, amar b'yochanan d'amar kra, kamin chazaboker uchinisko ta'aseh. The pasuk says, right, by the carbet tamid, just like the mincha of the morning that was brought with it, you should do this one. Ma mincha zaboker, ketores kodemes l'nesachim, just like in the mincha of the boker, the ketores went before it. Afkan ketores kodemes l'nesachim, so too here. Ah, yimalahalam ketores kodemes l'ivarim, afkan ketores kodemes l'ivarim. If in the morning the ketores went before the burning of the limbs, why here is it opposite? Miksiv keivari haboker, kemincha zaboker chziv, kemincha zaboker velo keivari haboker. You don't make the full comparison. It's like the mincha of the boker. It's not like the ivarim of the boker. Period. Tana Rabbanan v'nisko. Right, we're darshening all these psukim that we it's in the parsha of the Karbet Tamid, the laning on Rosh Chodesh. V'nisko Revi Yisahin. The nisachim of the Karbet Tamid is a revius of a hin. Revius hahin. That's lashon yachid. V'nisko is lashon yachid. So the assumption is that we're about to see in the Gemara, that there's an explicit pasuk that you have to bring nisachim for one of the karbanos tamid, either the morning one or the afternoon one, and then we learn the other one, karban tamid, from the one that's explicit in the Torah. It's just not 100% clear which one is being referred to in the pasuk and which one is learned from the one that's explicit. Because the nisko, its nisachim, is singular. So that's not clear. But nisachim, yilmat shel shachris mishel arvis. So the first opinion is, the one that's being referred to is the one that's written right beforehand in the pasuk, the afternoon karbet tamid, which is called arvis here. And you learn the morning one from the night one. Rebbe Omer, opposite, arvis mishel shachris. You learn the night one from the morning one. The one that's being referred to explicitly in the pasuk is the morning one. And you learn the night one from the morning one. Bishlama.
Is this in support of it being two mitzvahs?
Is it two mitzvahs? Again, the Ramban would use everything he could find to support his mitzvah, but lav dafka, the Rambam could say that it's still counted as one mitzvah, but there could be differences between the two. Kriya Shema has differences. You can only do one at the, you know, one at one time, one at the other time, and the Ketores, you know, there's different times. And here we're not saying there's any difference in halacha. Lamaisa. Or we'll talk about that in a second. But at least in terms of learning one from the other, I don't know if it's a raya either way, whether it's one or two mitzvahs. Bishlam al Rabbanon, hai betamid shal bein arbayim ksiv. I understand why the Rabbanon say what they say, because right beforehand we were talking about the bein arbayim. That's why he says that's what it's referring to. Elol Rebbe my time. Why does Rebbe say it's going back to refer to the shachris one? So Amar Rav Avar Ula, Amar Kra, because his pasuk says la keves ha echad. Ezehu kevesh shenemar bo echad is referring back to the ha echad. Doesn't only mean the one, but the unique one, ha echad, which is being referred to. Avi omer zetamet shel shachar. It's referring to that. V'rabanan hamai echad miyuchad shebeedra. What does echad mean? It means you should bring your most prized sheep of your eder. You should bring for the karban. Rebbe mi uvimivchar nidarecha nafka. He learns that out from a different pasuk. V'rabanan, what do you need two psukim to teach me that you have to bring from the unique, special ones? V'rabanan chad b'chove v'chad b'nedava. One to teach me they have to bring the best by an obligatory carbon, and one by a nidava, by a voluntary carbon. V'tzrichin, you need both. You need both psukim. Why? Rashi explains beautifully, there's svaris to say that when you do something voluntarily, you should do it with a hiddur mitzvah. And there's svaris to say that when you do what you have to do, you have to do it with a hiddur mitzvah. Look at Rashi, second Rashi on top. Yesh sa note shahanedavet tzarech liyaposa, kedesha tisratze ledoron, vakbal espanim. You have to do the extra unique voluntary mitzvah in a unique way. This is a present. The yesh sa note lomar no, shahachova hamutela tzarech lefarachovo mishlam. The chov that you have to do, you have to pay back in a beautiful way. As you would have guessed, there's a chashuke chemed on this line of the Gemara, where he discusses a person has yesh lo shnei gevim mikesef. He has two silver goblets. Echad mehem marhiv biyofyo vasheni pachos. One of them is amazing, gorgeous, very expensive. The other one is less. He's going to give them both away. One he's going to use for Pidyon HaBen for his son, and one he's going to donate to Shul to use for Kiddush and Avdallah in Shul. Which one does he give to Shul, and which one does he give to Pidyon HaBen? That's the shek. This the mistapik lami las esas ayafe. Hayim roi yoser lahader bin edav lebeis haknesses. Oshema adiv lenu lekoyim pidyon ben. Kilekayim bin mitzvah zekei lemiaveyu. So he says nireh. Why? Pidyon ben, you're paying up a chov that you have. You have an obligation. It's a mitzvah, but it's tashlum a chov, kamo kol chov. And there's no, but there's zekelim vandeo by a chov? He says, but, if you look at the Rambam, we mentioned the Rambam in the past, beautiful Rambam, in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. The last Rambam in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. The Rambam says, the yavi karbano min ayafev ha-meshubach v'yoser shabosu amin. As this our Gemara. The Rambam quotes our Gemara. They have to bring the best, most beautiful carbon, animal for a carbon. Shiyavi men, harei namar b'torah. As it says in the Torah, the hevel hevi gamhu mi b'choros sono u'mechel vehen. Vayisha Hashem el hevel v'ol menchaso. So you learn it from hevel. You have to bring the most beautiful. And then the Rambam adds, the hu adin b'chol dover shehu l'ashem elokim hatov sheyehe min hano'ev ha-hatov. Imbana beis tefila yeinoem mi beis yeshivaso. You build a shul, it's got to be gorgeous. Hama'achil ro'ev ya'achil min hatov. You give food to somebody who's hungry, give him something good. Don't give him the shirayim. Va'amatok shebeshulchano kisa arum yechasim min ha-yafesh shebeksuso. Hikdish davar yakdish min ha-yafesh shebeksuso. V'cheinu omer kol chelev l'ashem. That's the Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchos Yisroel Mizbeach. Every mitzvah, you got to do biyidura. So, says the Chashukei Chemed, Lochein l'chara hayanira, Sha'a kesef, Shehu chayev me'ikir hadin, Pidyon ha-ben. That's a mitzvah you have to do. So that you should be mahader. Aval masher rotzeh laseis rak midhitvas halev, volunteer, give whatever you want, but a mitzvah, you gotta be, alright, give it beautiful. So then he says, but you know what? I think it's up for grabs. Because Rashi and Yuman, Daf Lamed Dalid, says, Tzrichi, there's a reason to be mahader by a mitzvah shebechova. There's a reason. So this is easy for us, because we're doing this daf and we're connecting it. But if you have this question and you have all of shots in front of you, oh, Rashi and Yuman, Daf Lamed Dalid. You gotta have it at your fingertips. V'yesh lo mam yasugya, sheshnei hatzadim shavim. Right, shnei hatzadim shavim. And then he says at the end, maybe there's a difference with Pidyon HaBen because there's a bracha involved. There's a Rashi in Sukkah that says there's a special din of Zekeli and Aveyu, of Hidur, when you make it a bracha. Shem Shemayim Chalalov. That's what he says at the end. Al Kalpanim Shamanu. So he says at the end. Then he says that afterwards. He says, Me Inyan Le Inyan Boso A Inyan. He says, if you have a choice to buy Tfilin Muhudaros or Tzitzis Muhudaros, where should you spend more money? To have a beautiful talis or a beautiful Tfilin? Says, so you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that if you don't have a, you only have a choice to buy Tzitzis or Tfilin, what do you buy? Tfilin. Because tefillin is a davar shebechov, and tzitzis is if you are wearing a bekav dalet kanfas, then you have to put on tzitzis. As we know, even though kiblu a kechova, so to speak, but tefillin comes first. But then, says the Mishnah Brura, v'kol shekein le'inyin liknos tefillin mehudaros, v'talis no'eh. The tefillin kot min lekulei alma va'ol nechshalom bazeh. That's the Mishnah Berurah, and the Chajuk Chemed is not convinced of that. He thinks tefillin should come first. Either way, but that's the Iker davar shebechova versus voluntary. The other discussion here in Rishonim is that we just had a machlokas. What's the mefurish and what do you learn from it? V'niskor v'yisahin. The next time we lay on Rosh Chodesh, what should be our kavanas? What are we thinking about? So the Ritva says, the Tosa Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. There's no nafkamina here. It's mashmoz darshin ikabinayu. No machlokas. No nafkamina. Doesn't sound that way. The Gemara says bish l'mo according to this opinion, but according to that opinion. So pashtas, there are nafkaminas. Tosva says, top Tosva is right here. Nafkamina is, what if you only had enough nesachim for one? What if you only had enough nesachim for one? So the Dabar HaMefurish Bikra takes precedence. That's Tosvas. That's a nafkamina. The Sfasemis does not like that answer because he says, I don't understand. Let's say you hold the afternoon one is the more important. And you're in the morning and you have nesachim. You're not going to give the nesachim one because I only have one, I'm going to save it? No! This is the only mitzvah that you have to do right now. In mavir nala mitzvahs, mitzvah ain lehektish, ain la mitzvah ela shaita. You do it right now anyway. But either way, that's the Tosfos' suggestion that if you only have time for one, the Ritva says that amazing chiddush. If whatever the ikker one is, if you didn't bring the ikker one that day, you don't bring the tafel one that day. That's the Ritva. And the question is, why should that be also? Achronim say, just because you didn't do one doesn't mean you shouldn't do the other. But that is the suggestion of the Ritva. If they didn't bring the Iker, you don't have to bring the Tafel. The Mitzvah Eisan in the back here has another Nafkamina. Do you learn the Iker one has all the halachas of what's Mefurish Bapasik? But the one that you learn from it might not have all the halachas. You learn from Nesach Shechar Lashem that it has to be Yain HaMeshacher. There are certain types of wine that can't be used on the Mizbeach. Yain Mikito, the Rambam Paskins Yain Mevushal cannot be used to be on the Mizbeach. So the Mitzvah Eisan says maybe that only applies to the one that's explicit, but not to the one that's implicit. Right, that's what the Rambam says, famous Rambam by Kiddush. The Rambam says you can only use for Kiddush Yain Sheroilis Nasach Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. The Rambam says you can't use Yain Mevushal. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as the Yesh Omer, but the Shulchan Aruch says we don't pass in that way. Rov Rishonim assume, and that's the Minhag Olam, to use Yain Mevushal. If somebody's a big Rambam man, then you use Yain She'ena Mevushal for Kiddush. But generally, the Minhag Olam is to use Yain Mevushal to get out of other problems of having non-Yain Mevushal in the house. Okay, we continue. Imha Yakoen Gadol Zakeno Istinis. Back to the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol is a Zakeno Istinis V'chulu. So what do? We warm up the water. If you remember, we warm up the mikvah. What do? Tanya, the Brisa says, Am Rav Yehuda, Ashashios shel Barzel, Hayu Mechamin Me'erev Yom Kippurim, iron bars. They used to warm up from on Erev Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur, right, it gets pretty cold, it could be cold, Umatilon Tochat Sonik, they just talk in us, and you throw these metal bars in there in order to warm up the water a little bit. Right, you're not being Mevashal the water, right, you're not getting Yatzel Edesbo, but in that way, you're mafig the tzina of the cold. Says the Gemara, how are you allowed to do that? V'halo mitzareif. Aren't you being mitzareif? What is mitzareif? Somewhat, you're strengthening, Rashi says, you are strengthening. This is the final process of making these bars to be good kalim. You boil them, heat them up very well, and then you dunk them into cold water. That's the final stage. Rashi says, not explicit here, but Rashi and Shabbos says it's makab patish. The malacha makab patish. You're the final, completing this vessel. So how are you allowed to do it? It's a daraisa. Rabbi Nochanan right here on the side says it's kibui. You're extinguishing. If it's burning hot somehow and you're throwing it into water, it's extinguishing. Either we'll go with Rashi. Isn't it mitzareif? Amma rav bibi shaloi gialitzireif. No, the case is where by the time you put it into the water, it's a little cooled off already. So it's not really going to be mitzareif. Says the Gemara, Abaya Amar, afilu temeshi gialitzireif. Even if it is still burning hot and it's going to be tziruf, davar she'ein miskavein mutter. Your kavana is not to do tziruf. Your kavana is just to warm up the water. Never davar she'ein miskavein mutter. We'll get back to that line. Let's just first finish. Does Abaya really hold davar she'ein miskavein mutter? We know there's a machlokas in Shas. In Hilchah Shabbos, out of Hilchah Shabbos, between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, about Davar Shein HaMiskaven. Reb Shimon holds Davar Shein HaMiskaven is mutter, Reb Yehuda holds Davar Shein HaMiskaven is asur. So does Abaya really hold like Reb Shimon, that he says is mutter? Umiyam Rabbi Ahachi, Vatanya. Look at this context. Basar Arlaso, right? If somebody, the mitzvah of Mila, you have to be mal, the basar of his arla, of the foreskin. Afilu b'macham sheisham b'eres yakus divrei Reb Yoshia. We hold that even if there is a tzara'a spot on the foreskin, you're allowed to violate the iser of hishamer b'nega tzara'as, cutting off a tzara'a spot, because you're doing a mitzvah say. You're allowed to do that. The avinan bakra lamali. What do you need the pasuk for to teach me that? V'yamar abaya l'rep, right? It's a davar shein miskaven. And Abaya says, oh, l'rep Yehuda, you need the pasuk. Davar shein miskaven asur. So what? Abaya is just answering that you need it for him? If he's saying that, he probably holds like him. So does Abaya hold like Rabbi Shimon, or does he hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Right? He's a Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon's Kavin Asur. And the next line of the Gemara is half the reason why we have this big Tosfos here. Half the reason. What does the next line mean? So let's go through it. Hani, let's read it, then we'll talk about the Pshatim. Hani, mili b'chala tarakula. No. Let's read our Girsa. And this is how Rashi interprets it. When does Rabbi Yehuda hold that davar she'enu miskavin is asur by isure da'oraisa b'chala tarakula aval hacha tziruf derabanan hu? Here it's only an isur derabanan of tziruf, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would agree davar she'enu miskavin is mutter. And that's how Rabbi Yehuda. That's how Rashi has argues of the Gemara, and that's how Rashi reads the Gemara. So there are some major questions on these few lines of the Gemara, and we'll start the discussion right now, and then we'll continue, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Number one is that it's clear from other Gemaras that Rabbi Yehuda holds his shita even by Yisurei Derabanan. It's clear. Right, Davar Shein Miskavin is only us to reveal, only said the shita by Yisurei Derabanan. You might say a little differently. There, Rabbi Yehuda, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. How else would you understand the Gemara? So Tosfos has another girsa. If you look on the second wide line in Tosfos, Tosfos says, Al-Kei Nira L'Ri. R'Ri has a totally different girsa. Abaya Amar Afilu Teme, he quotes all three lines. The Iker is the last line. Umishani, go to the fourth wide line. Hani Mili, B'chol HaTorah Kula Asur, She'en Miskavein Kim Miskavein. No, this is what he means. A difference between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that Davar She'en Miskavein is Asur D'Oraisa outside of Hilchah Shabbos? Like if a Nazir brushes his hair and he pulls out hair, Davar She'en Miskavein is Asur D'Oraisa. Davar She'en Miskavein, if we'll talk about Hashem tomorrow, we'll talk about Sirus. If somebody takes a certain medicine that's ultimately going to cause him to be Masuras, to be castrated, that's an Issa D'Oraisa, Davar She'en Miskavein is Asur D'Oraisa. Right, the different context. So when does Rabbi Yehuda say it's Asur D'Oraisa, Davar She'en Miskavein, outside of Hilchah Shabbos? Aval Hacha! Pirush! What does Hacha mean? Doesn't mean here by Mitzarif, here by Shabbos or Yontif. Hacha Pirush b'Shabbos, Dechsiv be'Meleches Machsheves, be'inen she'yechashiv la'asos ha'melacha shehu oseh. You got to be thinking about what you're doing because of Meleches Machsheves. Hilchah, Sirif da'Hacha, Havi Kolom Miskavein d'Rabbanan. Here, Rabbi Yehuda would say, Davar She'en Miskavein only asa d'Rabbanan. Because Meleches Machsheves, as we know, on Shabbos, it has to be thought out professional work based on the Pasuk and Parshas Vayakel. And this is not, so it's only going to be asa d'Rabbanan. And therefore, it's going to be mutter here because of Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. Oh, no, it's the Rabbanan B'Mikdash. And he quotes, the Yesh Svarim D'Garsina B'Behenya. And there are some verses of the Gemara that have it explicitly. Aval Hacha, Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. So is the difference in the Gemara, our Girsa, is Yisurei D'Oraisa versus Yisurei D'Rabbanan, which is very difficult to put with other Gemaras. Tosfos says, no, the issue is Kol HaTorah Kula versus Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda Shita of Davar She'en Miskavein is Asa D'Oraisa is only outside of Hilchah Shabbos. But in Hilchah Shabbos, it's Asur D'Rabbanan. Davar She'en Miskavein Asur D'Rabbanan, and that is accepted by many Rishonim. That distinction. We find other distinctions between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula. Just to mention one more, and then we'll finish. The She'iltos. She'iltos Rav Achaigon is quoted in Tosfos and Shabbos and Kuf Yud, where he says, even in terms of Psak, the She'iltos says, Rav Tosfos argues on it, but the She'iltos at least says, Kuf Yudim Abeis, he says, the Haynu Kareb Yehuda, Darbar Darbar Shem Miskavin Aser, V'yaf Agav Dekaimelon Kareb Shimin Deshari, Haynu Dafka B'Shabbos, Mishum Debe'inan Meleches Machsheves, Ava B'Chol HaTorah Kula, Sfirlan Kareb Yehuda. In terms of Psak, the Shiltos passes like Rabbi Yehuda in Kol HaTorah Kula, and passes like Rabbi Shimon in Hilchah Shabbos. Wow. Tosfos argues of Ein Yerlari. So we always pass like Rabbi Shimon. Right, so, but that's another Shita, that there's a difference between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Girsa of Tosfos here. Again, there's a lot more. That's the first half. The second part of Tosfos, there are three parts of Tosfos, really. The other part that we're going to talk about tomorrow is, this whole sugya is Davar She'en Miskavein. Is this really a Davar She'en Miskavein? Usually, true Davar She'en Miskavein means you do act A, which might or might not cause act B. This is what we call psik resha. It's vada going to happen. This isn't psik, Davar She'en Miskavein. And by psik resha, everybody agrees that it's Asur D'Oraisa. So what's the Gemara talking about that the Gemara calls the Davar She'en Miskavein? And then we have to talk about whether cutting off saras is noeg bizman hazeh. Does that isra apply today? That's also, we're bringing an example here, Beth Shem. We'll talk about that. And there's a lot to talk about in tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's Hillel in the snow on top of the roof of the Beis Medrash. In Yonah de Yoma, tomorrow's daf. He gets frozen on top of the Beis Medrash. Hashkacha. Okay, so we'll stop here, Beth Shem. We will continue.
With regard